Why, you beady.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rouse Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
All right. Hello. Welcome, everyone, to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna, or my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Hey, Dr. Princess Odelia, how you doing?
I am doing just fabulous. How are you?
Doing great. I'm wondering
awesome.
If we have gremlins in the machine again because I didn't hear our intro.
You didn't hear it? Oh, no, I heard it.
No. You know how I do the intro to the show? Completely. Not there.
Oh, yes. To talk about what it's about.
Right. So, for all those listening, guess what? I guess we're going to just surprise you tonight. How about that? So, how's your week been, Dr. Princess Odelia?
It has been very, very, very good. Very productive.
Okay.
Everything has gone according to plan.
You sound tired.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I am, to say the least.
Okay. All right.
I am very tired, to say the least.
But
it's been an excellent week.
Okay. All your adventures and... Okay.
What is that?
I'm here.
Is that
I don't know.
Is that Jay?
Wow.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to have a really interesting night tonight. I can see that already.
Oh, it's okay, though. It's okay.
So, I saw your post on Facebook, and I did not get a chance to actually call in to see what was going on, you know, because I think I was at the studio with my daughter. It was the post you made about if you were looking for work or you were out of work. I'm not sure if you posted yesterday or the day before.
Yes, about calling this number, yes.
Yes, how did that go?
Excellent. A lot of people called, and we had great, great, great feedback. It was great.
Okay,
absolutely great. Mm-hmm. Absolutely great. And what we're doing, basically building entrepreneurs with a particular vehicle that literally just, it's a turnkey financial magnet. People within 60, not within 45 days will, if they follow and do exactly as they are taught, will at least make $5,000. And it
okay.
can be done anywhere in the United States. And I'm telling you, and it's something that we're giving back to the process of creating a clean environment. So that's good. And it's but it's also the opportunity of everyone who becomes a part of it to just go to another level with regards to business, etc. I mean, amazing. And an investment of $20 is the best $20 that anybody will ever spend. And okay. It adapts the understanding and concept of leveraging and also creating a very affordable overhead if you are going to be a corporate under a corporate owner, and also the skill of using other people's money to make money, etc. Just amazing and cooker cutter sweet. So everybody can give us a call, 877-888-7979. I'm telling you, within the first month you'll at least make $1,000. But I'm telling you, if you follow and do exactly what we say, you will come out like a champ. Okay,
all
I'm
right.
Done.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, my sister, how you doing? Hey, my sister.
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. How's
awesome.
Your weekend?
It's still going well.
It's been going well?
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Any exciting news you'd like to tell us about your show or anything?
Well, definitely you can check out my show, Thoughts for Vision, Monday through Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can also check it out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood.
All right.
Yeah,
the reason why I'm asking you ladies to do, you know, talk about your show and all the projects that you're doing at the beginning of our show, because usually when we get into our topics by the end of the show, we don't have enough time to actually go through, you know, our side projects that we do besides Lady First Radio. So that's what I'm asking. Put your information out there so all of our listeners can get it.
Well, I also, on that note, anyone looking for a life coach, also, I am a licensed psychologist. If you want to heal naturally from depression and stress, things of that nature, and you need someone to help you along the journey, the development of your life's true purpose, if whether it's you setting up a business or you just, you know, whatever skill set that you're working through, whatever it is, they need to call me. I am the life coach you have been looking for, and that is 877-888-7979. And also we have online classes, credit and business development, how to become a successful author and publisher, and also how to become a successful radio talk show host. So you need to just click online, bountifulgroup.com, and 877-888-7979.
All right. So, okay.
Yes. Thank you, Mom, too.
You're welcome. And I'm going to throw my little 2 cents in. This actually started this past Monday. My brother and his, I'm going to go ahead and say fiance. He hasn't made it official yet, but I'm going to go ahead and say fiance. They have started what we call a prayer line. And I've noticed on Facebook, a lot of my friends, they have prayer lines going on. And a lot of times it's during a time where either you're at work or you can't really make the times that they have on Facebook. Well, he has started one, and it's on Monday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And the number to call in is 530-881-1000. And the access code is 947388. And what you do when you call in, you do not need to be afraid to speak whatever is on your heart, because we pray together as a group. So it's not like you come in there and you make a request and, you know, it's just out there. We actually pray together and we talk about whatever might be on your mind. And it's a prayer where we come together as an agreement, because we know what the Bible says, when if there's one or two that meets together, the Holy Spirit is going to be there. So, again, that's Monday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 530-881-1000. Access code 947388. Pam,
awesome.
After the code. And I'm actually going to have him come on with his fiance in probably the next 2 weeks or so. so that he can explain more about, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. Let me rephrase that. Not what they're trying to accomplish, what they will accomplish. So just want all our listeners to know what us ladies are doing, because we're making a movement here in 2014. We want everybody to be involved.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. And now we're going to jump into our topic. Our intro didn't get played, but I thought tonight we could talk about, is it okay to take advantage of people in order to get ahead?
What?
The
that's
whole...
a, that's...
this
that's
actually...
an obvious answer.
Well, you might think it might be obvious, but the thing is, okay, this is the reason why this topic came to me. I was actually sitting in an office and doing what I do best, listening, not saying anything, but listening to someone else's conversation. He was talking to someone on the phone, and I could not believe the things he was saying that was coming out of his mouth. You know, I'm sitting in this chair in the office and just listening. It was so intriguing what he was saying. I mean, he pretty much was using his partner to get where he wanted to go. And I don't know if his partner is clueless or if his partner actually knows what's going on and not saying anything to this guy. I don't know. But Dr. Prince Odilia, I was floored. I was like, wow. I mean, he was doing something. I was like, okay. So I was like, you know what? Well, I'm going to ask that question. Is it okay to take advantage of people in order to get – is it ever okay to do that?
Okay. It's never okay, of course. Morally, no. The moral code of conduct would definitely say that's not cool. Is it something that is consistently done in corporate America? Absolutely. In fact, if that's not what you're doing, then you're the one that's crazy, because that's you should know that that's how the game goes, you know? So in corporate America, but there's some things that you can do that definitely you would cross the line. But if everyone kept it real, a lot of people would have to admit that they played the game of stepping on someone to get ahead.
But when do you draw the line, though? That's, I guess, what I'm trying to say. When do you actually stop? Because, like you said, I completely agree with you. In corporate America, it happens all the time where, like, it's unbelievable. Like, you have these big wigs, these CEOs and so-called, you know, big wigs. They're sitting, they're taking vacations. They're not even in office.
Wow.
They've got the little people underneath them making all the money for them. It's like, does it ever
right.
bother their conscience? When do you stop?
Wow. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm condoning it, so I'm trying to be careful. But there's a certain level at some point, like in the beginning, where it's every man for himself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take to this situation here where if you say, okay, I know that this person doesn't know everything that I know, or no, how about this? I know that this person knows everything that I know and more, but I refuse to tell them exactly what to do. Like, you know the right thing to do to get a position or whatever, but you're not going to tell this one person, because you already know that if their situation was even looked at, they would choose them over you. That's morally not favorable. You're being selfish, and you're also not respecting life enough to know that there's so many more, and where that, you know, that opportunity came out of a seat, meaning there are many more opportunities in there. So you have to know that and be good with that without holding it against a different scenario, or you're the same person that at the end of the day stepped on somebody. You stepped on somebody, but just in a different way. You withheld information that you knew could help them. People do it all the time. If you have to feed your family and you know that you're already struggling, and common sense and natural instinct would be, okay, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get this job. And shoot, you think about it. Let's ask ourselves around the table. If you had your family in a situation and they were, you know, you knew that you needed a job, but you ran across somebody who you knew her story even was deeper than yours, you know. She went through way more in her life than you. And she, this was a woman who you knew that you could not come up against. But you withheld all of the truth of how to, she came to you for help on how to properly submit her application or something. She's come to you for help. Honesty would say that you would tell her exactly what she needs to know. Trust would say that you would trust life to say that if it's for you, it's for you, and you don't have to withhold anything from somebody. You don't have to do anything crooked to get it because you trust that life has already said this is yours. So at the end of the day, even those who think they haven't stepped on somebody else's toes, they've done it.
Right.
They've done it a lot, part of it.
Any comments?
Well, definitely it's morally wrong. I don't, you know, I really don't.
I think at somewhere along the line, it's going to come back and really bite you in the butt. Like everything that you do to someone else, some way, one way or another, it's going to come back and bite you tenfold, if not worse. So it's
That's good. Sadly enough, it's going to take for some people to stop and guess.
But see,
or end up in jail.
I
don't know.
But I want to. I want to ask you, both of you, this. You didn't answer me before. And based on the scenario that I had given you about if I had my own family to look after and someone came to me and asked me for their help. For a job that I was applying for as well.
They asked the question. Okay. Well, I've actually been in that scenario where I did give the woman all the information that she needed. And
you knew she was more qualified than you?
Well, I don't know if she was more qualified than me, but I know her situation was worse than mine. Oh, I don't know about that. I honestly don't know if she was more qualified than me or if I was more qualified than her. I don't know. That part, I don't know. I just knew that her situation was way worse than mine, way worse. And I was like, you know what? You need to apply here just as bad as I do. And come to find out, you know, neither one of us got hired, but I didn't withhold the information from her.
What if you would have known that she had everything that you had, that her situation was, maybe her situation wasn't worse than yours, but she was just definitely more qualified?
I don't know. Overlook that because it depends on what the. I'm gonna be honest. It depends on what the job is because a lot of these jobs today, they say they want certain qualifications, but once you get in there and you see the people that are actually working there, you know that they don't meet the qualifications. You know for a fact, and just working around them or being around them that they lied to get that job.
Right.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying. Because at the end of the day, most people, majority of people, whether looking at it as a negative or not, are out for themselves as a people. Until which time we come to the place of true trust. Because the only way we would even withhold is because if we had one shadow of a doubt that it possibly wouldn't happen. Which means you're not trusting, you're not having faith.
So right.
That's the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen.
Yeah. That's
so
what I mean. That comes down to. That's what it really comes down to is
that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't have faith. They don't have enough faith to believe, okay, if I give this person all this information, I still know I can make it. You know, I'll still get the position or whatever it might
Wait
be.
Wait a minute.
So
how about this? How about, but I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Not so much I'll get the position no matter what, as much as it is that the divine purpose for my life right now in this situation, it will happen. Because you may not realize that that
particular position is not yours. So if you
right.
think for a fact, you're forcing, you know what I'm saying, we force the situation to say, this is mine because it just might not be yours.
Uh-huh.
You want it to be. But that's why it's so important to just put out the universe and ask God, whatever your desire is, let it become strongly my desire. So you don't have to be in that situation. Because
right.
you can be in a situation that's not even yours, only somebody else's. So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The perfect answer may come back and say that you didn't get it, and that is perfect. We have to be at peace with life, trusting really to the point that no matter what happens, whether it seems positive or negative to us, it is the perfect and divine thing.
And I think a lot of people, majority of people, they, like you said, they don't have faith, and they also don't look at it as, okay, well, maybe that job was not meant for me because there's something else better out there for me. I've
mm-hmm.
always said that to myself. Oh, if I don't get this, I don't get that. It wasn't meant to be because there's something better for me out there. I've always said that. And I don't
mm-hmm.
think a lot of people...
If not, there's something better.
Right. And I don't think a lot of people do that. They're like, oh, man, I didn't get this job. I got to go back and get this and do that. And then it's like, okay, did you ever think that maybe that position wasn't for you because there's something better coming along? And I think with that mindset, more people would share information instead of trying to step on other people if they thought it in that position. And, you know, from that aspect where, okay, well, even if I don't get this position, but if I share this information with someone else, maybe they are supposed to have it instead of me because there's something better for me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Rich sister?
That's
you
not the same
to
situation. It's taking advantage of somebody. That's different.
You think it's different?
It's not the same situation. Because what if
what
I
is
don't
the
want
same
to tell
situation?
You everything?
No, I'm saying, what's not the same situation?
You say, you think that's taking advantage of somebody?
Well, Mom, too, was the one who said that.
I put the question out there. It's like, is it ever okay to just, you know, take advantage of people to make it to the top? Like, if you have a certain goal, will you do whatever it takes to make it to that goal? Or would your moral compass keep you in line, even though you know it's going to take longer to achieve that goal, would your moral
mm-hmm.
compass keep you in line to get to that goal correctly?
Mm-hmm. Well, it really comes to a place where you feel.
You know, when you, like you said, moral compass, in looking at it that way, yeah, but I just don't think that last situation totally fits that.
Okay.
Everybody got to do their own research and work. Now, I'm going to tell you where to go. I'm going to tell
laughing.
You where you going to fill out the
time. Okay. Laughing with her.
And, you know, everybody has to do their own research. And if you want the job.
That's true. So
I'm just saying, what, you know, I'm only going to tell you so much. Just the basics. Otherwise,
okay.
If you really want this job, then you have to put in work. I just don't think that's quite the same situation to be taken advantage of.
Oh, why? Okay, why?
You feel like
it's just a moral standpoint, like if you really wanted this job and you should have prepared for it, you should have done the same studying and research like this. So why should you come here and I tell you everything that I've worked hard, information I've worked hard to get? Right?
Yeah, I just don't think that's the... See, I get a situation where you sleeping with somebody to try to get a promotion.
Oh, no, that's just, that's a whole other thing.
That's not that same type of thing. I may tell you the basics, but.
Yeah, but see.
Do some work for yourself.
One thing is no better than the other. See, that's what I was saying, is that people will look at what the scenario that I gave is just, well, come on, that's just common sense. But the bottom line is trust and openness. I mean, yeah, there's wisdom in all of your things that you do, but it can be all the same equal in its capacity of morality. But it just depends on how we look at it.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many movies I've seen where, you know, there's a businesswoman, she's made it to the top, and someone underneath her will ask her, well, what did you do to make it to the top? And sometimes the answer is she did sleep her way to the top. But I cannot remember that one movie. I really can't. It wasn't that long ago I watched it, where the woman, she was the CEO of the company, and they asked, oh, I know what it was. The Family, it's a Tyler Perry movie. I think it's called The Family That Prays Together.
The Family That Prays.
Yes, yes. And there's the one scene in there where one of the characters asked the other lady about, well, how did you make it to the top? And she came back and she answered, I surely didn't sleep my way to the top. I worked my butt off to get here.
And she told her she was stupid for it, too.
Yeah.
like you're the one that don't get it. Like, why would you even do that, you idiot?
Right.
But you know what I'm telling you. Now, what is that in the background?
It's not me.
I'm muted, so, well, I was before that, so it ain't me.
It's not me either.
It must be Jay.
Who keeps his phone on while he's doing things.
What were you going to say, Dr. Princess Amelia?
I was just going to say that when it comes to how we choose to get to the top, I had a scenario at a major, one of the big threes, and a lady told me one day as I was walking down the hall who noticed the report that this one executive, which he was like a feat from the president, that he had for me. He was a very stern type guy until it came to me in his presentation. Everything that I said, it was funny to him. If I walked past him in any kind of way, he was aroused emotionally. It was like really weird. Mm. I never paid attention to it because I was very young. That wasn't what I was trying to do. And a lady told me one day, as I was coming from the restroom, she said, let me talk to you. And she was an older woman. I said, yes. She says, listen, everyone notices that he really is fond of you. Just do what you have to do. I mean, he'll give you anything that he wants. That's
what?
You know, she was saying, I promise to God, she told me I should think about my family, like basically just do what he needs you to do. And I told her, eventually I ended up telling him, I will only get ahead by my intellect and not my body or anything else. It was a big stink, and he actually admitted it to Human Resources earlier today. That's another story, but I'm just saying. So people do things that they feel they need to do, and that is like, hey, we both enjoy the process. Let's just do it. You'll be surprised.
Wow. Well, honestly, I've never been in that situation where
mm-hmm. So it was pretty tough.
I can't relate. Yeah, I can't relate to any of that. So I'm pretty naive in that area. Thank goodness. I want to stay that way. I don't want that person. Wow. Okay. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. Call in your sister, Dr. Prince Odelia, and myself. We ask the question, is it ever okay to take advantage of people to make it to the top?
I think we know the answer to that. The answer is absolutely not. But how about we change that question to how common is it for people to walk over?
It's very common.
Yeah, because we all know that it's not the thing to do.
And on that note, we are going to go to our first break of the evening, but sit tight. We will be right back.
Hi, this is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donna's, with your fitness tip to better health for this week. You know, ladies, eliminating the muffin top is not easy. As women, we hold more weight on our midsections, but also on our thighs and butt and the triceps. One thing you've probably noticed on fitness models, they don't really have any fat around their midsection. Why? Well, they've seriously put in the work, but they've also seriously dedicated themselves to following a very strict diet. Trust me on this one, ladies. I've dieted for weeks, months at a time, and it is hard work. Consistency is what wins the show and what gets you results. If you are really serious about getting rid of that extra flab around your middle, then following these true diet rules is going to get you there. Number one, serious diet dedication. If you want to get that body into top-notch condition, you can't skip on your dedication to your diet. That means you can't decide to be on your diet today and not be on it tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. You need to commit to every last bit of it. Even when you're tired and you don't feel like cooking and all that yummy fat food is being waved in your face, there are no ifs, buts, or maybe about it. You gotta stay dedicated. Number two, eating out is not an option. If you want to make sure that you're going to stay on your diet, then you don't want to be in a restaurant full of food. You know, it might seem like just a salad and chicken, but all those added ingredients add up, which means adding more fat around your middle. Number three, don't forget your food. No matter where you're going, whether it be at work, taking your kids to school, whatever it might be, bringing your own food with you is better. Trust me, you want to bring your own food. Number four. Okay, now this one might seem a little crazy, but it actually does work. Get you a scale in the kitchen. If you are eyeballing your portions, you are most than likely going to be eating too much. Using a scale will keep you on the right track. Number five, follow a consistent plan. One of the hardest parts about dieting can be finding the right plan, a plan that works for you. But once you found that plan, stick with it. Like I said from the beginning, it's going to be hard work, but it will pay off. So, get to it already. And remember, sweat is fat crying.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Atlanta. Police are searching for a missing Henry County teenager last seen on Saturday. That's last Saturday, folks. The Henry County Police Department says 16-year-old Adesha, let me spell this last name for you, R-I-S-P-R-E-S-S, nicknamed Day-Day, went missing from her home on Sable Chase Boulevard and McDonough. She is described as being 5 feet tall and weighing 197 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a gray shirt, blue jeans, and black ankle-high boots as well as glasses. She requires daily medication, and police believe she doesn't have it on her. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should contact 911 or the Henry County Police Department at 770-288-8200. Once again, that number is 770-288-8200, and that's for the Henry County Police Department. And of course, you can always dial 911. We pray for the safe return of this young lady, and we ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you know someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and dial 347-850-1272. Once again, that number is 347-850-1272 if you're listening to a live broadcast. If you're listening to this in rewind mode, no worries. You can email us at thejryleshowatlive.com. That's the JRILshowatlive.com. Or you can contact us on our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and type in the TGRS Radio Network, become a member. You will be kept abreast of all the changes, what's going on with the show. Plus, you can leave the information about the person who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me. Or you can send me a direct note on Facebook. Just type in Jay Ryle, J-A-Y-R-I-L, and leave me a message. We pray for the safe return of all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
For the next face you see,
maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome back to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to Rich Sister, Dr. Princess Adelia, or myself. Now, before we went to break, if you're just now joining in, we're talking about taking advantage of people to make it to the top. And before we went to break, Dr. Frances Odilia said, why don't we change that question to, how often does it happen? But before we go back into our topic, I do want to turn it over to her for a moment of inspiration corner. So, Dr. Frances Odilia, the floor is all yours. Are you on mute? Unmute your phone.
Yes, I was. Just talking away. But if I were to leave a moment of inspiration, I would say this, that if you realize that what has been given to you is for you and it's not going to be taken from you, and you really trust God, how you say you trust God, you'll be able to release and relax and to allow whatever your outcome will be to be. And it may not be that you have the job, because that was just not the job for you. And it was an experience that you were to have in the process of attempting to get something that you so desired. So it's important for us to relax and allow, really trust, so that we can just be able to rest and to be at peace.
Okay. Well, that was short. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Right to the point.
Okay. Well, before you went to break, you did ask the question, how often does taking advantage of people actually happen? You know, Dr. Princess Odilia, I don't know how you feel, but I think it happens quite often.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I said it. Because it's a whole lot. I mean, because that's why I gave the example that I gave earlier, because most people don't even realize that that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You have a major segment that will say that that's not what they do when they're doing it all the time.
Right. And if you confront them about it, they're like, no, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
What do you think, Miss Sister?
Yeah, it happens a lot, maybe too much.
I think it happens even more frequently now because, you know, a lot of people are, you know, financially struggling. So, especially those that are like really, really at their end, where they feel like they're almost at the end, they will pretty much do anything they have to do to get to where they want to be. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really sad.
And that's all because people don't understand it always goes right back to the man in the mirror, period. We are the reasons that this situation is caused because we allow ourselves to be suppressed or we are subject to suppression from the time we begin to think on our own. There's somebody right there telling you that what you're thinking is not what you should be thinking. When only thing that's happening is that you are actually becoming aware of life's truths, but then you're denied the opportunity to hold on to them, and it's pretty sad. So, but it all evolves, so it's all good, because whatever you learn now is what you were to learn and is what you will learn, and or you'll come back and continue and finish the task. In another life. I don't know. Not I don't know, but that's what will happen. So, yeah.
I like the way that you said that the way we think is, okay, how did you word that? It's because someone else has told us that that's the way we're supposed to think. And it makes me say to myself, well, how do we know that the way that they're thinking is actually the right way? To say that they're right and we're wrong, or we're right and they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation with someone the other day. It's like, you know what? You have so many people that are so quick to criticize others because of the way that other person might think differently. But who's to say that that person who's thinking differently isn't correct in how they're thinking?
That's right.
Because, like you said, we've been preconditioned to think a certain way that if you think outside that box, then, oh, my goodness, you've got some mental problem. There's something must be wrong with you.
Yeah, the first thing they want to do is put you in a mental institution and say that you're wrong.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, the only thing that is different is that you don't believe what they believe.
Right.
Like at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You believe it's an apple and I think it's an orange. You have proof that it's an apple and I have more proof that it's an orange.
Yep. It's really interesting. Really interesting. Anything you'd like to say, Rich Sister?
It's just one of those things where just even more so nowadays, it's all about go out and get what you can, and you know, that's the mantra of today. So even more so, you get people thinking that they're in this desperate situation where they, like you said, have to do just about it, anything they can. Lie, cheat, steal, whatever. And don't really think about the outcome.
Right. It really is sad that we become like that. And very rarely will you have someone that will, like we mentioned before, let the moral compass lead them or guide them in the way that it should be guided. And it's just interesting how people will accept them or reject those type of individuals. For, you know, for example, if it's a person that is trying their best to help someone without looking for anything in return, that person still gets the slanted eye. Like, okay, why are you helping me? What is it that you want? And there are good people out there that want to help others, and they do it because that's what their heart tells them to do. But then you have those that they still don't trust them. Okay, why is this person helping me again? And I was listening to the radio the other day, and one of the guys on there, he said that, you know, he was leaving work, and he noticed that there was this little old lady. She was having a hard time crossing the road, you know, because of the traffic. So he said before he got in his car, he went over there to offer help, you know, to help her get across the road. And she took and hit him with the purse because she thought he was going over to the robber. And he was like, no, I was just trying to, you know, do the right thing and help her get across the road, and she beats me up with her purse. He said from that point on, he wasn't going to help anybody else. And I know it's not supposed to be funny, but I can see the picture in my mind.
Right.
Something's happening. Like this little old lady's like, get away from me, and beating him on the head with her purse.
Wow.
But it's things like that where, you know, you have individuals that have that good heart that really want to help others, and they don't because they know it's not going to be accepted, or that the person that they're helping is going to try their best to walk all over them.
Right.
I've noticed
it's
that,
like,
too.
Right. It's like either they're going to walk all over you, or just think that, you know, thinking that you are just a wuss. Or it's either way, it's just not going to be good for you. It's just not going to be good. And that's that.
It is that.
But I'm not saying that we should come around full circle, though.
We should trust everybody because we know there are some really crazy people out there. But I feel like if more people were willing to give someone a chance, if they know for a fact that person isn't crazy, it will be a better situation for everyone. But, you know, it takes one person to ruin it all for everybody.
That's where good old discernment comes in at.
Yep, that's true.
And having discernment is everything, that wisdom. Absolutely.
Yep.
But not many people have that. Why? Because we don't believe in being self-empowered. Because we externalize everything. It's a notching line, but it's all good. You know, I was telling somebody today, I said, you know what? If no matter what, I am so happy that even though we're experiencing, like, very cold weather and people are really bummed out about it, even I've said a few times, I'm ready to just leave the state, right? And that particular scenario that I'm ready to leave the state and do what I have to do because, oh, my God, this weather is horrible. What about those people whose cities were leveled? You know what I'm saying? People died, et cetera. They didn't have a place to get warm. So I had to say, you know what? Michigan's not so bad after all.
Yeah. Wow. Did you guys get more snow today?
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't today, but it was yesterday. I don't know what it was, 6-8 inches. Now there are molehills of snow in driveways, et cetera, because it's just piling up. Every other 2 days, it's like a big one, lasts for 2 days. You know, it's wow. And the temperatures are bitter cold, so it's not melting.
Wow. Well, hopefully, you know, soon that spring will come along and just clear all that up. Because I really have been praying for all of you up there in the cold, you know, to just be able to make it through.
And I'm like, okay. That is so sarcastic. I've been praying for you guys. But what was your temperature today?
Yeah. Okay, our temperature, it was 50.
Okay. 60. But it's a sunny 60, wasn't it?
No, actually, it was kind of cold. Well, I'll stop. It was not cold. It was rainy. And you know, when it rains, it makes it feel colder than what it is. So it was raining. But
oh,
no, we have nothing near what you and all those up north are experiencing. Nothing near that. So I'm like, wow, I can't even imagine what you guys are going through with all that snow.
Uh-huh.
And it still reminds me of that movie, Day After Tomorrow. Every time I see pictures of them, I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's like, y'all just all come down here. Just get away from that. Move down here to Florida.
Or California.
Oh, okay. California.
Oh, yeah, California. You can't miss it.
Yeah. I'm giving you a choice. So go be with... Either go be with Mom or you can come with me out in Cali. Get a break.
Wow. But yeah, you know, spring's around the corner. Hopefully, you know, that it'll just move all that stuff out for you. Dr. Prince will tell you. Wow. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. And I just gave out the number, and it's time for our last break. But don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
If you missed the Jay Rouse Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes. But
awesome.
Of course.
Awesome.
Well, wait a minute, but do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan?
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, I'm just saying that's another topic. And then my sister's going to be mad.
No, she didn't.
See what you've been missing? The Jay Rouse Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Can you give me all of you? Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Could I give you all of me? Can you give me all of you? I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
in the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Well, ladies, we've come to the end of our show once again. And hearing that last commentary where J. Ryle was talking about George Zimmerman, I can't even say that man's name. I have come to the point where I was already there where I am trying my best to ignore anything that has to do with that man. Because here, in my opinion, I feel like we're trying to treat him like he's a celebrity, and he's not. And I know that we should not judge anyone, that at the end we're all going to be judged, but I'm sorry, in my eyes, that man is a murderer. And I don't even want to think about him in that light. And yet, somehow, he keeps getting front and center attention for stupid stuff. But that's a whole different topic. Sorry. Rich Sister, what would you like to close us out with for tonight?
In regards to the topic, just check yourself and your motives. We really got to check, why we do stuff, or we really trying to be nice and help someone, or are we out for just me, myself, and I? So just always check your motives.
All right. And Dr. Chris O'Dea, what would you like to close us out with? Unmute your phone. You're on mute again. Okay. Maybe she hung up on us. All right. Well, I would just like to say thank you, Rich Sister and Dr. Prince Odelia, for joining me here tonight. For all those of our listeners, please do not forget to tune back in tomorrow, which is Saturday, to the J. Ryle Show, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Don't forget, because on the weekend, especially Saturday and Wednesday, they crack you up. Everyone have a wonderful, safe weekend. We will see you back here next Friday on Ladies First Radio. Good night, Rich Sister. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. Good night, and good night, Jay.
Good night, Jay. Good night, Dr. Prince Odelia, wherever you might be. Bye.
Bye-bye.